no harm to Michael or the others involved. I wouldn't be in support of it, no, Greg, because I think it's going totally the wrong way about it. First of all, Michael has no legal authority, no court order to close that road. And secondly, it's blocking Irish Water from doing the work. It's not going to solve anything. As Michael knows fine well, through time, when the Irish Water pipes were replaced, the road will be replaced as well, reinstated again, fixed by the council, so on, etc. I could be protesting, I wanted this last couple of weeks beside my own house for a stretch of road that's been done as well, 2 miles or so, but I'm not, because the same thing is happening, Greg. The road is dug up, it's totally dug up.
What's your local road like?
It's totally dug up. Because Irish Water, because it's like, it's a troublesome length of pipe, about just under 2 kilometres. Troublesome length of pipe this last number of years. And every so often, maybe once a week, sometimes more, the pipe is busting. Servicing the houses along the road. So Irish Water, they're doing actually a very good job, in fact. They're putting in a whole new line from A to B, and then they're putting in new pipes from the main pipe into everybody's house. So basically, it ensures there can be no more damages on that pipeline. It's just a troublesome bit of pipe.
It wouldn't make sense, Michael, to repair the road as they go, though, so that, you know, people using the road every day, you know, some claiming their cars are being wrecked by the poor state of the road. Would it not make sense for them to open the road, do the repairs, close the road, resurface?
Well, they are temporarily reinstating at night time, yes. They are doing that at night time. It's still able to travel on it at night time when they are finished. But during the daytime, the road, the drains and so on are open, to get the work done. But the point I'm saying is, when they are finished, we will be getting on to the council then to get the whole road retired again. The whole thing is totally dug up. There's no way possible Irish Water or anybody else thinks they can just go away and just leave it and that's it. It will have to be all resurfaced. But the point I'm making is, it's like over in Meenalech there, where Meal's chatting about, or blockading at the moment, he's only making matters worse instead of better for the residents. Because obviously if the pipe is getting replaced, it's been a troublesome bit of pipeline anyway, or they just don't want to upgrade it for whatever reason, and that's all good.
But you're very clear in your view, they're wrong in blocking the road.
Yes, because he's making matters worse, because you're blocking the road, you're stopping the Irish Water from working. Irish Water could very well pack up tools and just go and say, no, leave it there so we can't carry on because we've been blocked. And the residents will have no water and they'll have no road. Where Meal knows fine well, and you know this as well, Greg, when the water is fixed, if they let them go, well, providing they can continue to let Irish Water continue on and finish the water, the road will be reinstated and the road will be tarred through time very shortly, no doubt in the springtime, summertime, when the council starts the tarring programme again, because it'll be a priority on the list.